Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So coming out this week is a movie called The Current War, Director's Cut. And Director's Cut is part of the title. So what's that about?
It was a Weinstein movie, and it came out, they were going to put it out in 2017, and it didn't have very good reviews at the beginning when they had it at some festivals. So another studio, a brand new studio, now owns it. It was reshot, many scenes were reshot, and now it's like a new movie.
It's a Harvey Weinstein?
Yes, that guy.
Movie.
Yes,
so that the his ignominy rubbed off on the movie somewhat.
Exactly.
I see. But now it's been kind of refurbished.
It's a studio that's brand new, and they have done just so much with, I guess the thing that people had criticized about it was the pace. They said it was so slow, and it didn't seem slow at all to me. I mm-hmm. thought it moved along quite well.
Well, this is a historical movie about the electrification of America, and the main character is Thomas Edison.
Yes, and it's just really something to get to know Thomas Edison as a young man. They had pictures of him. He's played by Benedict Cumberbatch. A Brit, but he is extremely an unusual guy. The pictures I've always seen, he was really old.
That's right.
And he had because he invented the motion picture also, so he had motion pictures of himself, but that was when he was really elderly. But as a young man, he looked a lot like Benedict Cumberbatch. And he invented things, but even if he didn't quite invent them, he took credit for it. He had this massive ego. And his big competitor is George Westinghouse. And it was the matter of AC versus DC, which they explain in there. And actually, Edison had the wrong one. He had the DC, which it's more expensive and the distances it reaches are not as far.
The direct current.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't go in with Westinghouse. He just fought and fought, and he said mean, terrible things about Westinghouse and that his electricity would kill you. So Edison had kind of a mean streak, but he was a genius, no doubt about it.
And played by Benedict Cumberbatch, who the very unlikely name of Benedict Cumberbatch, who has become a very big star.
Yes, he plays Doctor Strange in the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
and the guy who is playing Westinghouse is Michael Shannon, and he is in the DC comics. He plays in the Superman comics. He's General Zor. So, but this is them doing real acting, and it's nice that it's not the comic book stuff.
We're talking with Alice Reese. Alice is the film critic for the Herald Banner. There was a time when someone with the name of Benedict Cumberbatch would have had to change his name.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But so that's got to be his real name. But he's been in a lot of big movies of late. And then another major character, historical figure in this is Nikola Tesla.
Right. And he's played by Nicholas Hoult, another big pretty big British star, and he is quite a dandy, and it turns out that he's just so brainy. He worked for both of the men, the inventors, at one time or another, but his thing was trying to start his own company. He wasn't as businesslike, but his ideas are the ones that have just knocked people out eventually, and he is known now. Mm-hmm. They said, well, your name will never be known again. It's kind of a little inside thing. We're going to, you know, nobody will hear of Tesla anymore. And, of course, that's the name of the electric car now.
Right. One of the reviews for The Current War says, watching this zippy film, it's hard not to get caught up in the events that help shape our world today.
Yeah, it's just so, you just have to imagine a world without electricity. It just doesn't.
And you can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
And so they really were pioneers doing this. And the big competition came when the 1892 World's Fair, who was going to get to light that up?
And of course, Edison is known for the electric light bulb, mm-hmm. also known, as you already mentioned, for movies, for the phonograph, I mean, just mm-hmm. on and on and on, the things that he at least gets credit for.
And he does. And Westinghouse did his name. He did just fine with his business. He was much older. He had actually been in the Civil War. And so, anyway, they were just fascinating competitors.
We don't have a lot of time left, but another movie you wanted to mention is Pain and Glory. This is a psychological study of a middle-aged film director, Pedro Almodovar, who's a very well-known director, even though I can't say his name. And, of course, Antonio Banderas. Is this a Spanish language?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And he's won a Almodovar has won two Oscars, one for screenwriting and one for his foreign language movie in our Academy Awards. And this one, I feel sure, will be really likely a winner. This is the best thing Antonio Banderas has ever done. It's just a marvelous performance. And Penelope Cruz is in it, playing the mother of Antonio Banderas when he's a child.
Yeah, it's a two-track story, the director when he's an adult and when he's a child.
And they do flashbacks. Yeah. But it's amazing. And of all the ones he's done, I like this the best of all of Almodovar's. And so I'm expecting...
And this is definitely a Dallas art house.
Oh yes,
movie.
Yes,
yeah. And The Current War eventually probably will find its way to Greenville and Sulphur Springs. And
yes, it's pretty mainstream movie. I was surprised it's not going to make it this week, but it will soon, I hope.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you,
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.